it for some reason I picture a fat man in a red suit with white fur cuffs. Getting close to that time. Yes, I hate to tell you this, but I already have all my Christmas shopping done. I shop all year. That's the way I am. I look for great deals. I look for sales. I watch the clearance. And I have a closet that I just put things into because I can't stand giving sweaters at Christmas. You always get sweaters and scarves and gloves. It's like, put some thought into a Christmas present, people. It's supposed to be for the people you love. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What do you want to talk about today? 884-9910. It's that easy. 884-9910. But over the weekend, well, not only did I work, but I searched. So it's a different type of work. It's what I want to talk about with you. Because being in our area at I-80, because of the transient community we have, and I'm not talking about people that are homeless and stuff like that. We just, people come and go here. You don't recognize faces because it's basically a tourist area. So you don't ask questions of people, or we don't ask questions of people. But sometimes you just have to look around you and just kind of wonder yourself. You know, you see a child sitting in a car with someone. It's like, does it look right? Does the child look scared, stressed? So I came across this, and I was horrified. So I'm going to share it with you, so you can be just as horrified. This is from an American judge at the ITNJ Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Human Trafficking and Child Sex Abuse. Okay. I want you just to sit back and listen to this.
Pedophilia, which says child love, has nothing to do with the abuse of children. These children are not just kidnapped and in some cases bred by families as a cash crop. We have people in the United States of America that breed children in order to sell them. And when they are sold, they come without birth certificates, which means it's easier to kill them and have no one ask where they are. We're also importing children by the plane load. Again, children who have no documentation. It's not just child slavery or child sex abuse. It's also child torture because you have adrenalized blood. You have the whole blood drinking ceremony of the satanic world. It's also the use of children for harvesting body organs. We'll have the Falun Gong testimony tomorrow. One of the reasons that the Falun Gong are so popular is because they're so healthy, so that you can harvest their body organs and get the very best. And then you have ritual ceremonies and ritual murder, as well as incidental murder. But I know the system. I've been a spy all over the world. I have created the Marine Corps Intelligence Command. I have trained intelligence and law enforcement representatives, over 8,000 of them from across 66 countries. They're all, without exception, good people trapped in a bad system. And one of the most wonderful things that this court could achieve, now that we've had Pizzagate, for example, which opened people's mind, is we could achieve an opening of the public mind and an absolute imperative from the public to governments, including the U.S. government, which I think is the center of gravity in so many ways. I have found in my research and preparation for this court and all of the work that will follow that most organizations that end up being used to prey on children, Oxfam is a recent example, all of the United Nations organizations, the Boy Scouts of America, all of the child services agencies across the United States of America, they did not start out as organizations to prey on children.
Did you get that? That's on my Twitter account if you want to listen to it again. Did you pick up the one topic in there that he said about Pizzagate? Do you remember people trying to talk about Pizzagate in 2016, 2015, when Hillary Clinton was running for president? If you don't remember what Pizzagate was, Pizzagate was the spilling of the beans of Bill Clinton flying the Lolita Express to Jeffrey Epstein's private island. You know, that whole thing that was just a horrible and disgusting thing that was made up to slander the Clintons as she was going to run for president. We really need to start paying more attention to these things. You were a disgusting human being if you reposted anything on Pizzagate. You were a conspiracy theorist with no life, when yet you were just trying to get people to open their eyes. I can't tell you how many times I was called a fool, that I was called specific names because I was putting this out there to people. And I was mentioning it at another place that I used to work. People would say, how could you put stuff like that out there? That ruins people's reputations. I have no problem putting stuff like that out there. You know how conspiracy theories get started? Usually with the truth. People don't want to accept that priests molest little boys. People don't want to accept that their coach or their teacher may have acted inappropriately with not only their child, but other children. People don't want to accept that when their child was at a group for kids or at daycare or with family friends, that something could be happening to their child. That is the world we live in, unfortunately. And for some, it is perfectly acceptable. And in this world where everything is becoming the norm, I've already seen the conventions of it. The next thing that they are going to normalize is pedophilia. All of these other things are being normalized to get to that point. There are cultures around the world that it is perfectly acceptable. Well, it's not acceptable in my world. I hope if you're listening to this show, it's not acceptable in your world. If it is, Please, I do not want you listening to this show. We have to start standing up for those who don't have a voice. And if you think that children aren't bred to sell, then you have your head in the sand. It's not just puppy mills out there. It's people mills as well. Just like the judge said, no birth certificates. Nobody knows. Because we don't open our eyes. We don't know our neighbors. We don't talk with the teachers. We don't become those parents who are the troop leaders. Because unless you have open dialogue with your children, that there is no way, there is nothing on heaven or earth that could keep you from protecting your child. They have to know that. And they have to speak up. Because they've been told all kinds of things. Well, if you love your mommy and daddy, then you'll do this. Or I'll hurt them. Or they'll think it was you that did this. And they'll never love you again. There are people who do that to manipulate children. Dump all this other stuff. Because this is a worldwide net. Of doing things to children that are heinous. And there's a special place in hell for people who hurt children. But until we're honest about who those people are, elected representatives, family, friends, people you trust with your children, until you are honest, it's just going to keep happening. 884-9910, it's the Monica J. Show. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And if you don't think it's not happening here, then you really do have the blinders on. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 200 Airlines Ball Air Rifle.
Liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice.
But you'll shoot your eye out. I never shot my eye out, but I did shoot my brother in the butt with one. So he stopped picking on me. It's 92.3
and 99.1. You'll
shoot your eye out, kid.
I'm so glad you were
here today.
Merry Christmas. Yes, Ralphie. Ho, yes, yes, yes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, that's how you get kids to support the NRA, and you teach them to respect firearms. It's people who have no respect for firearms because they weren't really taught anything when they were younger, when we have all of these problems. Where are all of these problems coming from? Well, personally, I have to blame the school districts. I have to blame the education system as a whole. It literally is a whole. Think back to when you went to school. Yeah, you had your bullies and you dealt with them. But it was usually the big kid that was a little bit on the slow side that, you know, people were just scared of. Bullies are different nowadays for our kids. I know, I don't have any kids, but I still love yours just as much. It's amazing that when we have these shootings, people finally open up and start talking about things. Well, my kid was bullied for... It's like, you know what? Schools have done really nothing. Or whatever ideas they're coming up with aren't working because the kids are still being bullied. I know because I actually talk to kids. Do you have the kids in these meetings when you talk about bullies? And when you talk about what happens and what needs to happen at schools? No, nobody listens to the kids. There's still bullying in schools. There's still bullying on the playground. And there's still adults that are just looking in the other way. But it's hard. We're understaffed. Then teach the older kids how to protect the younger ones. Teach the kids to watch out for each other, that bullying's not accepted. It's not like the old days. Now bullies carry weapons. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to have a special guest, and that is Jeff Church. He's done the research. We've got the numbers. And I want you to think about every single time you go to a school fundraiser. And you say, well, what is this money for? What is this money for? Every time your child comes home and says, I need, here I am going back again. I remember when I started this. I need $10 for a field trip. Well, now it's $50. Yeah, I get it. Prices go up. But when you're told that a school is going to be built for $110 million. You think to yourself, geez, that's a lot of money. Well, how about when that $110 million turns into realistically $252.7 million. Huh. Could that actually be the cost of the new Hug High School? Well, fortunately, I know people that actually spend their time and pay attention to this stuff. And he's looked into this. The fact that the Washoe County School District may have intentionally violated NRS 387, in case you want to look it up. And the ballot intent by paying school principals 100% out of WC1. Do you remember when WC1 was passed? It was to be used for capital projects, building new schools, so we didn't have to have the kids jammed on top of each other, so we didn't have the teachers going crazy that rather than a nice 22 students in a classroom, they now have 40. Even when challenged, when the COO got caught, completely denied what was going on, when confronted with the evidence, later recanted. Almost $700,000 of that WC1 money, capital projects, paying school principals. Do you even know where your money's going? And why you keep getting told you have to pay more? Does it not bother you? Stick around. We got more of your money that they're misspending coming up after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Sounded like our weather guy there has a little bit of a cold. It's freezing out there, people. Take care of yourselves. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And if you go shopping, make sure you grab one of those wipes and wipe down that handle. That germ is definitely going around. So I want to read a little something to you here quickly. WCSD continues to threaten me with legal action. Mr. Church has continually made baseless and slanderous libelous allegations against Mr. Eckhart and WCSD. Again, Mr. Church is being placed on notice that if he continues to perpetuate this misrepresentation, he will be doing so with the intentional disregard for the truth, giving rise to a defamation cause of action. Sounds pretty threatening to me. But you know what? Some people know the law, some people know how to read, and some people are actually looking out for you, your best interest, and the community. And that person is Jeff Church, joining me right now. Jeff, thank you so much for being available today.
Thanks for having me, Monica. Good morning.
So, not only pointing out the fact, as I just read that little blurb there, that money was being used from WC1, money that is specifically to go to capital projects, was found to be used for paying principal salaries. We got a lot of problems going on with the budgets of these new schools that we're supposed to be getting. And you
Correct.
Sent me
by
some...
By the way, if anybody's curious, Monica, it's almost $700,000 just for the principals.
Yeah, $698,688 plus. I mean, that's just unbelievable. But these
Monica,
school costs...
Monica, I found a new figure, too. It gets a little worse. $2.7 million they've set aside for capital projects administration.
That's not the way WC1 was written when it was approved in 2016. It was supposed to go for repairs and to build new schools. How do they justify, Jeff, that this go to administration?
This is pretty funny. I have all the quotes, and I can read some for you. And I was actually contacted by one of the board members, I won't say his or her name, that told me I was wrong. And I had to prove to them, not their staff, I had to prove to them that I was right. The money was going for principals. And their response was, well, it's legal. Not that, yeah, we lied. Yeah, we told you we weren't going to do it, but it's legal, which I don't believe it is. But that was their response.
These are elected representatives. Washoe County school board members know nothing when it comes to the budgets, when it comes to the bills that are out there. Please remember this in 2020, because a number of those seats are coming up for election. Besides that, Jeff, let's get into the cost of these schools. The money that is supposed to actually be spent on the schools that is being misspent on administration. Tell me about the Hug High project and what got you cued in on this.
Well, you know, I've been following this forever. We predicted what happened, and we predicted they would use it for salaries as well. And they said $110 million to build a high school, which back in 2016, I thought, well, that's kind of high. Then they said $135. And by the way, Monica, my website, renotaxrevolt.com, I have to constantly update it because the numbers keep going higher and higher and higher. I think if you look at the website, it says $210 million. Well, hidden in the material that I found, $252.7 million, and there's actually more money hidden away than that.
Wow.
Incredible.
And that's for what, 300,000 square feet?
Yes, that comes out to like, what is it, $1,000 or $800 a square foot when it should be, you know, like $250 a square foot. I have those figures, too. Just San Francisco, we're even like beating them. Now, again, I think it's like $800 a square foot. San Francisco for a high school is $475 a square foot. I mean, that's San Francisco. Los Angeles, $442. Denver, $302. You know, Honolulu, expensive, $365. And we're sky high.
Is there any justification for it, Jeff? I mean, are they saying we're putting in all of this fancy metal detecting equipment, we're putting in, you know, defibrillators in every classroom? I mean, how can they justify this type of overrun?
Well, yeah, that's a good question, and I have a really good answer. We don't know, because they refuse to audit the books. They refuse to hire an auditor. They have what's called the audit committee, and the audit committee is volunteers, and they've said, we need an auditor. We recommend an auditor, and they refuse. What are they hiding? They refuse to audit the material.
No, they're hiding something big. I mean, because we can even go back to Desert Skies. I mean, what was that supposed to be, $60 million that they told us?
It started at 55, yep. And the funny part, Monica, is they guaranteed it. If you Google Desert Skies, they guaranteed $60 million.
What did it turn out to be?
89.9. But then again, they've hidden more money that we think we found. There's a $22.37 million budget hidden away for land acquisition. So apparently, if this is correct, it's not only 89.9, but then they put the land acquisition under a different budget to make it look lower.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Jeff,
so we
what's your
55 to 90.
What's your website again?
RenoTaxRevolt.com.
How do we get people to go to your site and understand that the taxpayers of Washoe County are being fleeced and ripped off in the name of children?
Yeah, I agree. And if there's anybody out there that has any pull, we need somebody to look at this numbers. I'm a retired cop, and I've kind of self-educated, but I need somebody with a CPA or an accounting degree to help me look, dig. We need to prod the board to hire an auditor. Is that too much to ask? And I guarantee
that's
you they'll pay
nothing.
Their salary. They'll pay their salary many times over with what they find.
That is nothing to hire an auditor. It is,
right.
Well, I mean, it might be a little bit more for, you know, the school district for their budgets,
really.
But... you talk to some, oh, yeah, we had an auditor to come in. It's not that much.
No.
We need to have parents and just taxpayers in general showing up at the Washoe County School District board meetings and demanding that these numbers be audited. Because when we're spending more money than California is, and we know they just throw money, you know that that school in San Francisco has to be just phenomenal at $600 a square foot. Why are we paying $850 per square foot? That's ridiculous. We could build two schools for what they're building one. I mean, that's actually, and that's just from the numbers that they said that the school was going to cost.
Right. And it's going to go up. You know it's going to go up even more.
Do they have any more things on the ballot that are on the budget line that we're looking, are we getting any more schools?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're going to, WC1 never ends. They're going to build schools. And I have to tell you, you can't make this up. There's not one new teacher. They have not the money to hire a single new teacher. When these three schools opened, like Desert Skies, they pulled teachers from other places. But the classroom size did not go down because there's no new teachers. I mean, they got a nice new building, you know, and I got no problem with building new schools if we need them, but there was not one teacher. And it gets worse, Monica, if I can just chime in one more thing.
Oh, yes.
The Incline Village lawsuit, if people may or may not be aware of, where we have to refund tax, well, mm-hmm. that's going to hit the schools big time. So we're not only probably going to have no new teachers, we may have less teachers. It's you can't make it up.
This is just unbelievable,
Jeff. They're going to continue to build forever.
Well, and that means that they're also going to go back to the legislature, and they're going to ask for more money on the
exactly.
taxpayers' dime.
Exactly. It's Twilight Zone, Monica. I mean, I am so frustrated by this, but I hope somebody's listening that cares. I hope they reach out. And we did file a complaint with the State Department of Education, and of all people, that what's called the LCB auditor, which is under the legislature auditor by law looks at this stuff. So I mailed that off the other day. We'll see if they respond. But again, if anybody has pull that's listening, we need our state people, the Department of Education and auditor department to look into this. That's
you know, that's the other thing, Jeff, is why are we spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to an outside firm to find us a new superintendent who is probably going to be from outside of the area? Is that not money wasted as well?
Well, you know, I've got mixed feelings on that, but we need somebody with like an MBA. We need somebody with a fiscal background. It's a $1 billion budget for the school district. And so the teaching position should be the number two position. But the actual CEO of an organization has to have a fiscal background. You know, a teacher can't run a $1 billion organization. They've never signed the front of a paycheck. We need somebody mm-hmm. that understands budgeting.
So do you think that the current interim superintendent, does she fit that criteria?
Absolutely not. She's part of the problem. Again, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. You know, we have to clean house there.
Yeah, we really do. So,
and
Jeff
Monica,
Church.
Just so people are aware what WC1 is, that's your sales tax in Washoe County, 8.26% versus
yeah,
elsewhere.
Made us the highest.
Highest in the state. And it's in the sevens elsewhere, which actually hurts the city of Reno, Washoe County, because now people are buying their cars in Carson City and Fernley. So
yeah.
Our actual revenue from that went down.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to, you just have to bang your, you just have to bang your head against a wall, Jeff, to figure this out. This thinking behind this.
In Carson.
Yeah. Ugh. Jeff Church, thank you so much. That is RenoTaxRevolt.com. Check it out for yourself. Start looking at these numbers. And even not being a math whiz or a financial, you know, genius, you're going to look at these numbers and say, what? Jeff Church, thank you so much for joining me.
And by the way, Monica,
and,
I am running
yes?
for school board.
Good for you. What seat?
South Reno and our Incline. South Reno and Incline Village, it would be the district.
All
and
right.
I'm running against an 18-year-old. He was in one of your competitors' newspapers. He's 18 years old, and he's running against me.
Yeah. Yeah, no offense to the 18-year-old. Good for you, but that's not the way to take things seriously. Jeff,
no,
I hope... Well, we will definitely have you on again, not only to talk about the financial debacles, but to wish you well on running for that seat as well. Jeff Church, that's RenoTaxRevolt.com. We cannot let this continue to happen, because the only thing that happens is your child's education. Your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, get involved. Their education is what suffers. It's just a money game for these people. And it's coming out of your pocket. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, 884-9910. We'll be back right after this.
Bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell.
Well, we'd think that it was after Thanksgiving and we were well into the Christmas season and going into the new year. It just feels that way, doesn't it? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Well, we need to wrap up the show on a positive note, but I really can't find a whole lot of them today. This is the Monday going into a regular work week, and there's lots of work to be done. There are lots of meetings that are going around in your communities, for your school districts, for your subdivisions, planners, developers, city council people, commissioners. It goes on and on and on. And everything goes around your money coming out of your wallet. So every time, basically, I complain about something, it is because I am trying to protect your future. What kind of future are you going to have when the federal government has, it just keeps robbing SSI like a piggy bank? So you're basically not guaranteed about your Social Security. Let's see. Taxes keep going up on everything. Not just federal taxes, not just local taxes, everything. Every time a company raises or gets their taxes raised, what happens? They pass that on to you. It's unbelievable of what is going on in this state. We are not a bottomless wallet. We need to fix this, and that means you participating in the election in 2020. It is really sad. It is really sad to see all of the thousands and thousands of people out on Black Friday, planning, getting their flyers out, making sure that they have everything ready. They have a map planned out of where they're going to go for each deal that they want to have. And yet, we can't get these people to vote and to pay attention to what's going on in our community. It's crazy. It's crazy how people have set their priorities nowadays. Are you ready to put your foot down yet? I mean, I can't be the only one who's sick of this. Do the right thing. Even when no one's looking, it's called integrity. And it's amazing how we have lost so much integrity in just about everything. Especially when it comes to elected representatives. Oh, they say that they're doing this for your benefit, for the betterment of the community. I don't see how houses jammed on top of each other, uneducated children, a lack of water and green space is better for our community. Have you ever thought about running for office? Maybe you should start. Last filing days in March. Think about it. Have a great day.